Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Do you have a favorite form of poetry?
Huh. You know, I would say the closest it comes. I never really got deep into poetry, but there is something I really love about the restriction of haiku. To me, it's one of those things of, like, being able to, like, tell a story, make a point, do the thing in restriction is always so interesting to me. And beautiful.
Yeah, brevity, the soul of wit. I said that one time. I really love little short poems, but I don't know. I love poetry so much. I love just the whole entire medium. I love poems that are short, little haikus, or like even like single couplets. I love sonnets. I love epic, giant, sprawling ballads. I love, spoken word and beat poetry. I'm just fascinated with it as an art form because it's a way of saying something that you cannot just say. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's a medium that can express anything. Like anything, things that don't have words for them. And I love E.E. Cummings, you know, it's just sort of like the sort of style of poetry.
I think about A Leaf Falls Loneliness all the time. Do you know that one? It's the E.E. Cummings where it says like a leaf fall and it's written like a falling leaf.
Yeah.
And it's the word loneliness with the leaf falls like in parentheses in the middle of it. As a leaf is falling and it reads like A Leaf Falls Loneliness. And it's like, what, four words? And I think about it all the time.
I'm very excited that I know it became a meme, but the This Is Just to Say poem is one of my favorite poems. Cause it's like, it's essentially, I mean, when I first read it in, I don't know, high school or something like that, I was like, this is a note that you leave your roommate to like apologize for eating their plums. I loved that. It was just so like evocative. Poetry pulls emotions out of me and I just can't stop looking at them. Amy, you, what poetry do you like?
I don't have an answer for this. I love it all too. I will say I do. It has definitely been like the arc over time for me has been from like as a kid, I couldn't even abide like a slant rhyme. I wanted specific, very detailed rhyme schemes because I delighted in them to such an extent. And then over time, I have discovered everything that is amazing in other forms, like either less strict forms, the gateway drugs like Virginia Woolf. Oh my God, I said Virginia Woolf when I meant Emily Dickinson. You know what I mean? Those are completely different people. But Emily Dickinson is I think, a gateway drug to less structured rhymes because you understand what she's evoking. And then you eventually land off in spoken word and you're like, never mind, my entire idea of what I needed to be satisfied by a poem has been changed. And then before you know it, you're like, I have just finally understood how to listen to hip hop. And there's just, I love every variety of evoking the human experience through the text in that way. I think it's so close to what we love about musicals, which is using words and more than words to create these experiences. But I will say, Travis, I do love haiku. Like learning Japanese, I can't, there's so much in them that even when I was much closer to fluent in Japanese, there was lots of stuff that I was missing because when I finally understanding that the point of it was, it's amazing just to see what is done with restriction, but the idea of the genius of a poem being in which image you select and how you put it across. And some of them have sort of third line twists and some of them don't. And there's a whole the incredible, complex, sophisticated mechanism behind it. But yeah, there is something incredible about those restrictions. Although I will, meaningful modern poetry is great, but I also love things like Edmund Spenser and some of the other less well-regarded sonnetists, but who just are so incredible
fairies.
With words.
Anything about fairies?
Oh, love those fairies.
Yeah. I don't know. This is, I guess, a humble brag, but one of the biggest, the most wild sort of pieces of fan art that I've ever gotten was, people have started writing poetry about characters that I've played or been in. And I don't think they understand how much that means to me, because poetry is one of the languages of my heart. And just to understand, to me, when I read poetry and I'm like, wow, you were so inspired by this leaf or this cup of steaming green tea to write something so beautiful. And then to be like, I am thing that inspired words has just been,
with your inspirationalness. Your inspiring quality. What's a good noun for that?
Inspiridony.
Yeah, inspiridony. Deal with your inspiridony, Erica. You should be proud.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.